Your personality is your greatest asset or liability. It can open doors and build bridges, or it can build walls between you and other people. So, in this, the fourth universal principle of success, we'll examine the traits of a pleasing personality and how you can make them second nature in everything you do. The first is a positive mental attitude.
You can get a good idea of the important part a positive mental attitude plays in your life by considering the fact that it influences your tone of voice, the expression on your face, the posture of your body, and it modifies every word that you speak, as well as determining the nature of your emotions. Actually, it does more than these. It affects every thought you release, thereby extending your influence, favorably or unfavorably, to all who come within your range through the principle of telepathy.
We'll hear more about positive mental attitude in the principle of the same name on side 11. But this provides a starting point to talk about another of the pleasing personality traits, flexibility.
Flexibility consists in the habit of adapting oneself to quickly changing circumstances without losing one's sense of composure. A man with a flexible disposition must be something like a chameleon, that is, able to quickly change color to harmonize with the environment. Andrew Carnegie said that flexibility was one quality which made Charles Schwab one of America's greatest salesmen. He could get down on the ground and play a game of marbles with a group of boys, and then get up and walk into his office and be ready to enter a mastermind meeting where he was called upon to make decisions involving millions of dollars. A person who lacks the quality of flexibility will not be a good leader, either in business, government, industry, or in any kind of supervisory position where success depends upon cooperation of others. The foreman in a factory who has flexibility of personality may have the fullest cooperation of all of his men because he will relate himself to each man according to that man's personality. Life is one continuous series of experiences in salesmanship through which one must sell himself to every person he meets in his social, professional, or occupational contacts. And if one lacks a pleasing personality to enable him to harmonize his mental attitude with the people with whom he comes into contact, he will not be a successful salesman of himself.
People who have pleasing personalities exhibit temperance, which is moderation and self-restraint in all things. As you've seen with eating or drinking, excess in almost any area can destroy personal magnetism. People of dynamic character also possess patience, which can be defined as calm and uncomplaining endurance under pain or provocation, and a quiet perseverance. But these personalities don't require patience from others when a decision is required. Because another characteristic of a pleasing personality is that of promptness of decision.
When you observe people, you'll notice that those who dilly-dally trying to make up their minds but never seem to get around to it are never popular or successful. This is a fast-moving world of action, and those who don't move quickly and definitely only get in the way of those who know where they are going and what they are seeking. Promptness of decision is related to definiteness of purpose, which is the starting point of all individual achievement, which is also worthy of note, and we are living in a country where this individual achievement is possible on a grand scale because of the great abundance of opportunities in every calling. But opportunity waits for no man. The man with vision to recognize opportunity and the promptness of decision to embrace it will get ahead. All the others will be the followers.